Hi, this is Kevin Craig, the Libertarian Party candidate for Congress in Southwest Missouri, with a few answers to some frequently asked questions about immigration. In the national debate, immigration has been front and center in the last few years. There have been concerns from many people that there's an invasion of immigrants, and amidst all the talk and all the talk news and Hannity and O'Reilly and all the rest, the original American view on immigration, the position on immigration that our founding fathers held 200 years ago, has not been given much airtime. And it's been the purpose of the web pages in this series on immigration to try to explore some of those lost ideas and reinvigorate them in the debate. Let me review some of the sources of the original immigration view. The Declaration of Independence criticized the British government for restricting immigration. And that's because they believed immigration was vital to the growth of the United States. And immigration has been vital to the growth of America. Immigration has made us strong. Immigration is always good for the economy because it strengthens the division of labor. The Constitution, therefore, did not give the federal government any authority to pass any anti-immigration laws, to secure the border, or anything like that. The reason why is because the Declaration of Independence says that God has endowed us all, and that includes Mexicans, with unalienable rights. One of those rights is to travel. One of those rights is to try to find a job to feed your family. One of those rights is to try to escape from a drug cartel corrupted government. Everything about the Declaration of Independence says that I, as an American citizen, have the right to hire anyone for my business, including someone from another country. And that's why the Constitution, in respect of the rights guaranteed in the Declaration of Independence, protects those rights by not giving the federal government any power to restrict immigration and the rights to immigrate. Now, the viewpoint of the Declaration of Independence and the viewpoint of the Constitution and the viewpoint of America's founding fathers originally comes from the Bible. The Bible is very strongly pro-immigration. It says that any country that obeys the laws of nature and of nature's God is going to experience great prosperity, great blessing, the blessings of liberty. And as a result, people from all around the world are going to be attracted to your country. And the Bible says, welcome them with open arms. Treat them like they were one of your own family. And in particular, the Bible reminds us that the story of the Exodus, when the people of Israel were enslaved in Egypt, they knew what it was like to be treated as an illegal alien. And so God says, now you treat the aliens better than you yourselves were treated. And that viewpoint, America as a city upon a hill, an America with welcoming arms to the immigrants, the oppressed, the downtrodden, all of those ideals are enshrined in the Declaration of Independence, in the Statue of Liberty. And in particular, the poem that's inscribed at the base of the Statue of Liberty by Emma Lazarus, which we've posted on our immigration homepage, describes a nation that welcomes immigrants. And that's the original American view. That's not the view you hear very often on all the concerns about immigrants and crime and terrorism and so forth. Responding to this particular issues of crime and terrorism, we have to remember that the crime is the result of the unconstitutional war on drugs. It's not really the immigrants themselves. People who come to America to work, they want to feed their families, they want to get a good job, a good paying job. Most of the immigrants are not drug dealers. They're here to work. The problem with drug dealers is that the unconstitutional war on drugs, and it is unconstitutional, and there is no debate about it. It is unconstitutional. That war on drugs is basically, it's a law that says that Americans who want drugs, and I'm not particularly a big fan of drugs, but apparently a lot of Americans like drugs because Americans spend $40 billion a year on drugs. But the war on drugs says that Americans can only satisfy their demand for drugs. That demand can only be supplied by organized crime and Mexican drug cartels. So it's a very, very bad law. And this is the source of the violence. This is most of the violence that we associate with immigrants is people from Mexico feeding the drug habits of Americans. And I've always maintained that the same reason why Americans aren't getting the original American view on immigration is because their school systems are promoting secularism and socialism and presenting a view of the world which is very depressing, one that drives people to use drugs to escape the harsh realities of a meaningless world, a world which is careening headlong into totalitarianism and crisis. So fix the school system and you will fix a lot of the demand for drugs in the United States. So there's additional note on terrorism. The fence around the border will not keep terrorists out. We need to remember that Osama bin Laden is a multimillionaire. The bin Laden family was a family friend of the Bush family. They're very wealthy. They're very well connected. And the 9/11 terrorists also received funding from the Pakistani CIA. They have lots of bucks, and they're not just walking across the border, hopping a fence with a backpack on their back, like a lot of the immigrants are. They have ways of getting in the country, The big bulk of U.S. government spending on immigration, enforcing anti-immigration laws, is an attack on the poor that are coming from Mexico. They don't stop the rich. Besides, the terrorists and the drug dealers both, because of their wealth, and because of the wealth generated by the war on drugs, which increases the profits for the Taliban, who are growing opium in Afghanistan. The drug profits are fueling terrorism and the drug cartels because of the war on drugs. And that means they're going to use boats, they're going to use planes. Remember 9/11, they came in on planes. They can also bribe customs officers easily. They'll set this up in advance, and their big bucks will buy their way through all the fences and all the immigration officers that the United States puts on the border. It's totally futile, and it's race and class based. Okay, here's some questions that many people are asking about immigration. Question number one, do you support a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants? Well, I think everybody does. Everybody supports a pathway. The question is, what is the pathway? Do they have to go back to Mexico and then come up? The answer I would give is yes, I support a pathway to citizenship. I believe citizenship should be a much more strenuous, the requirements should be more strenuous. It should be more difficult to become a citizen. If you look at the current citizenship test, aside from the fact that there's a remarkable number of inaccuracies and typographical errors on the official printed government copy, it's just not very difficult. How many stars are there in the flag? It doesn't ask you anything about the unique American views that made America prosperous. The idea of liberty under God, the idea of capitalism and free markets, none of the essential features and characteristics of America are required to be known. It's a very bland, academic, superficial requirement. It needs to be more rigorous so that people respect their citizenship more. But yeah, there should be a pathway. But constitutionally speaking, there is no such thing as an illegal immigrant. The Constitution protects the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the Constitution gives the federal government no power to infringe on those rights, and laws against immigrants are unconstitutional. So there is no such thing, constitutionally speaking, as an illegal immigrant. Question two, do you support decreasing the number of legal immigrants allowed into the country? No, I support increasing the number of legal immigrants allowed into the country. I support increasing the number of even if you call them illegal immigrants, all immigrants who come to this country benefit us. One reason they benefit us is because they're fleeing a corrupt government in Mexico because they appreciate something about the United States. That's good. In some ways, they're more appreciative of America than people who were born here. But yeah, the more immigrants that come into America, the better America is. And we've gone, if you look at the list of our web pages below, you'll see how we've argued this position that immigration is always beneficial. Question three, do you support establishing English as the official national language? Well, it depends on the bill. It depends on the provisions. Obviously, the government should not force anybody to speak English or not speak any other language. We should all be free to speak any language we want. In Switzerland, most people speak three languages. Americans, because of our government socialistic school system, are very, well, dumb. Dumbing down has been the operative word compared to a lot of other people in Europe and other nations. More people in other nations speak English as well as their mother tongue, and most Americans only speak English, and that very poorly. And we should speak lots of languages. We should be the place where people from all nations can come, learn about capitalism, learn about Christianity, learn about the Constitution and the free market system. And we should be able, willing, and, trained to be able to talk to immigrants in their tongue and invite them in and help make them better Americans. Question 4, do you support the enforcement of federal immigration laws by state and local police? Well, as I said, the federal immigration laws are unconstitutional and contrary to the original American vision, and so they should not be enforced by state and local police, because nobody should enforce unconstitutional laws which are not in the best interests of our economy and our nation. Question 5, do you believe in overturning the constitutional right to birthright citizenship? Well, the first question is, what is the constitutional right to birthright citizenship? I think courts really haven't hammered this out, and there's a lot of misunderstanding. The 14th Amendment says that the people who are entitled to citizenship by a result of their birth are those who were born to parents who are subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. If you have, for example, an ambassador from France over here in the United States, and while he is here living with his family, his wife gives birth to a child. That child, simply because that child is born in the United States on U.S. soil, is not an American birthright citizen. And that's because the ambassador from France is not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. He's subject to the jurisdiction of France. He's not an American citizen. So the question is whether an illegal alien who is not subject to the jurisdiction of an authority of the United States, but is still subject to the jurisdiction of another country, the Mexican government, whatever, that maybe that child, a child born to someone who's not subject to the jurisdiction, is not a birthright citizen. So this needs to be hammered out and established authoritatively by courts, and it hasn't really been done so yet. My interpretation is that if you're not a citizen, then the child is not a citizen either. And again, I think it should be more difficult to become an American citizen. Question 6, what do you think of Arizona's controversial immigration law? Well, that's pretty much the same question as question 4 about enforcing federal laws by state and local police, except here is an Arizona imitation of a federal law. And again, it's unconstitutional, although it might be within Arizona's constitution. If Arizona wants to diminish its prosperity by cutting out immigrants and reducing its economic prosperity, that's Arizona's business. But it would be unconstitutional for the federal government to do that, according to the United States Constitution. Finally, a question regarding a proposal to allow immigrants in, certain skilled immigrants anyway, collect Social Security from it in an attempt to bail out Social Security, basically enslaving them, taxing them, using them as fodder to pad the Social Security system. He may have numbers. This is Branson economist Tim Davis who makes the proposal, and he has some economic training, and he may have some numbers which he will argue will save Social Security simply by allowing immigrants to help pitch in. I think Social Security system is far more bankrupt and far more fiscally insolvent than this allows. I haven't seen his numbers. I don't know, but I don't think this is a good idea. I think Social Security is a bad idea, and for that, you should see our Social Security page. Well, that's the answer I have to some of the top questions submitted by media, and I hope this helps introduce you, if you haven't been looking at the other pages in this series on immigration, to my views on immigration, and to answer some of the questions you might have about immigration. We might have more before the campaign season is up here in 2010, so watch our immigration page for updates, and of course, we'll be posting new pages to our blog. Thanks very much for listening.